Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon or evening. This is Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. Tonight's going to be a little bit different, not completely different, but a little bit different. I've talked a lot about it on Twitter, about how I had always said that I would try to review Bold and Beautiful and General Hospital. And I'm just going to kind of talk briefly about Bold and Beautiful tonight because I'm just not catching on like I should. But I'm giving it a shot. I know a little bit about, like, who's been with who kind of a thing. And so I'm going to kind of dive in a little bit to that and just kind of tell you what I know about the show. And then I'm going to try to really get involved with it on a more of a daily basis. It's just really tough for me, I guess. But I'm going to give it an even better shot this next week and even talk about it the next Sunday as well. But along with General Hospital and Young and the Restless. So other than that, we're still going to review Young and the Restless like always. We're going to talk about the stories, what's going on, upcoming, and things like that. So no worries. We're going to go as normal, but we're just going to add some Bold and Beautiful in there for those of you that didn't know that. If you have any interest in calling in, we've been having a little bit of issues. I know guests have been telling me that they've been calling in, and I haven't been getting your calls. I've even told management, I'm like, for some reason, like, their calls are not coming in. And so we're trying to work on that and figure out what's going on where that's concerned. But go ahead and give it a try if you want to. The guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. And again, that number is 213-943-3387. And if you want to call in and you forget the number, you can just go to our Twitter page at 3B Soap Reviews, and it's right there in the bio. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I want to talk about Bold and Beautiful first and get this out of the way because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what's going on. Okay, this is what I know about Bold and Beautiful. I've always known about Katie and Brooke and Bill. I've always known about them. I remember when Brooke and Bill were doing the nasty and Katie found out about it. And I actually remember taking the time to make sure it was on the DVR because I wanted to see the blow up with that. I don't remember exactly when that happened. It's not been too terribly long ago. I know that you Bold and Beautiful fanatics will know the answer to that. But I remember watching that. And, you know, Katie's reaction to finding out that Brooke and Bill were doing this again was a really interesting thing to watch. I never really realized how talented Heather Tom really is. I was really critical of her at one point just from passing moments where I would watch Bold and Beautiful, but she's really good, and I enjoyed watching that story unfold. I really did. And everybody, from what I understand, just talking to fans, obviously Catherine Kelly Lang has been a huge favorite for God knows how long. So, you know, watching those two go at it over him, which I don't really get it. He's a real smug SOB, so I don't really understand what the fascination with him is. I mean, he looks good. I'm not going to lie, he does. But I don't really understand it. But that's one story that really kind of sucked me in for a little bit. And trying to think of who else. Who was it? Somebody that I used to work with not too many years ago was a huge Ridge fan. I mean, she was just obsessed with him and would talk about him all the time. And she was just real, real big on him. And I know some of the other characters. I've kept up with some of them, just knowing who they are. And like Steffi and Liam and, of course, Eric Forster, because he has, you know, crossed over into Young and the Restless and been over in Lauren and Michael's storyline before dealing with Fenmore's. So solely caught up on what the whole gig is, and obviously Rick and then Stephanie, I know all of them. And who else? Just kind of going through my notes over time. I never knew how young Bold and Beautiful was. I never knew that what was it, 87 was the, 87 was the first episode date. That's pretty young. I was born in 90. But it's been something that I've heard about, you know, most of my childhood. It wasn't a fan favorite in our house. The fan favorite in our house was Young and the Restless, but my dad, of course, was really big on General Hospital because he was obsessed with Luke and Laura. But Bold and the Beautiful wasn't really played in our house. But I never really realized that it was so young, because it really is, and that it was set in L.A. That was pretty cool. But just kind of – and Quinn, the stuff with Quinn. Yeah, I've kind of paid attention to some of that, and I've I don't really know. I've just kind of looked over some of the spoilers and just kind of what's going on the show. Steffi reminds me of Megan Fox, like big time. That's what it was. I was literally going, who does she remind me of? And that's who she reminds me of. They look a lot alike. And then, you know, I don't know really much about Quinn's backstory, but you know, just kind of just reading over fan comments and whatnot, that she's just kind of, I mean, well, obviously she's a bad girl, you know, and bad girls always get their comeuppance. So just the fact that she's being two-timed when she's always the two-timer, obviously what soap doesn't have characters like that. She looks really mean. I've only seen her a little bit, but I know that I was kind of weirded out by her relationship with Eric. I don't know. Just like any time that I would like kind of like every once in a while watch, I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Kind of yucked me out a little bit. But I just don't know these people, and it's hard to catch up. What else is going on around here? I love Ian Buchanan. Obviously, he's, you know, been all over the soap world, wasn't he? He was on Days of Our Lives. I liked him a lot on there. But whenever I look and I see all these actors from my soaps that go over to Bold and the Beautiful, I'm like, oh, well. But most of the ones that I was, you know, even slightly invested in all went to General Hospital. So I guess we'll just have to really look into that a little bit more. Because that's what sucks me in a lot, is when actors that I liked from previous soaps, like ones I watch and they leave and they go to other soaps, that sucks me in. So I think that between the two, I'd probably say that, I don't really know. Now I got to kind of backtrack a little bit. I don't know. I would have to say that between Bold and Beautiful and General Hospital, I'd probably be more interested in Bold and Beautiful than I would General Hospital. But then again, there are characters on General Hospital that are phenomenal. And I have, you know, briefly gone in and out of General Hospital. And I've, like, out of, okay, like one day I was getting my car serviced. I just got this brand new car. And I was, like, knew that I had this entire day ahead of me. And they told me, it's going to be 2 hours that you're going to have to sit here and we're going to have to service your car. So I sat and I watched a full episode of General Hospital. I watched half of Bold and the Beautiful and then a full episode of General Hospital. And I'm really glad that I was told to wait 2 hours because I was given the opportunity to sit and watch that. And General Hospital, even though I had no idea what was going on, for the most part, I was enjoying myself. Because I was like, wow, you know, she's got a lot of passion. Like, I really like the way that she's conducting the way that, you know, this scene. I like the way, I like her demeanor. I like how raw she is, you know. And I saw why people were so intrigued and entrapped by this soap. And even watching the, and actually, I think I watched some of Bold and the Beautiful when I was sitting there that day. I was watching the episodes that were leading up to Katie finding out about Bill and Brooke. So, and I was really excited about it. And that's something else I want to say, is that Bold and the Beautiful's advertisements, like their marketing for all of their promos, they're phenomenal. And I see why people are like, ooh, man, that looks really cool. Like, I had no idea about anything about Bill and Brooke's little affair until I saw the promo on TV one day. And I called my mom and I said, "Mom, do you watch Bold and the Beautiful?" And she said, "Eh, you know." And I told her all about what I'd seen on the promo. And she's like, "Man, I may have to watch that." And for like a week or two, I had Bold and the Beautiful set on my DVR. I watched it because I wanted to see that story unfold. But just things that are going on right now, I'm kind of out of the loop. I know that Katie is being a little bit of a drama queen and has to stick her nose in all bad things. And I'm seeing little bits of that. But other than that, I'm not too caught up. But I definitely want you to know that I'm interested, just from what I've seen and just from what I've read and doing my research on the show. I can definitely see why you like it, for sure. Absolutely, 100% can see why you like it. So I hadn't set it up on the DVR just because I had been going on. I had such a busy week, and I had been going on and just kind of briefly going over some things. But I'm going to set that up as soon as the show is over and you guys are sending in your stuff as a 3BQA. I'm going to be setting up the DVR for that, and I'm going to watch it every single day. I don't care if I don't know what's going on. I'll ask a million questions, and we'll see. And I'll even, like I said, I'll do Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital, and Young and the Restless on Sunday. I'll be overwhelmed and frazzled, but I'm going to do it anyway. So, yeah, absolutely, completely see why you guys are enthralled in this. It's a great show. It really is. It's got a really great backstory and got some great actors, some really talented people, and I'm looking forward to jumping on board. I really am. So, yay. So about Young and the Restless, let's go into that. Now, what do I want to talk about first where that's concerned? It's just so exhausting right now. Nikki's back in town, and, you know, Nick found out that she's having this MS flare-up, and he doesn't want her to do the concert. And he's telling her, "No, you're absolutely not doing it," kind of a thing. And she just feels like this obligation to do so. I completely understand where she's coming from, only because of the fact that, you know, she's got all these issues with Victor, and she wants to be back in his good graces, and she feels like that he's right about her, that she doesn't hold any worse without him by her side. And so she almost feels like, well, who am I? Like, do I have anything to even prove other than the fact that I'm his wife and I'm there to entertain his friends and, you know, just basically do this in his, you know, for his good graces, because I'm not worth anything. And that's another reason why I kind of promote Jack and Nikki being in a relationship if that goes in that direction, because I feel like Jack would treat her right. I love Jack and Phyllis, and I'll always say that, but if they're not going to be together, if they're going to be stuck on Billy and Phyllis being together, which is not going to last, but we're not going to get into that a million times over, but if Jack and Phyllis are not going to be together, I'd rather him be with Nikki if he's going to be with anybody. I like Gloria, but I don't see any real substance there except, you know, the occasional flirting, and it's awkward flirting anyway. I don't really like it. I would really prefer it if Jack would be with Nikki. Now, I said in the questionnaire, though, the other night, that people had said, a couple of people had asked me the same thing. Do you want Jack to be with Nikki, or do you want Victor to be with Nikki? I think that Jack definitely could do some good for Nikki, but I think Victor inevitably is her soulmate. I think the way that he treats her and the anger that he shows and this "I'm God, my word is the highway" kind of an attitude, I don't really believe that he feels that way. And I feel like men that are that way in real life, in everyday life, are doing that to overcompensate for a fear that they have that they're not good enough. And they have this inferiority complex, so they have to act that they're bigger than they really are. And I think that's what Victor does. Because I know he loves his family, I know he loves his kids, and I know he loves his wife. So whenever he has that attitude, I feel like he's overcompensating for the fear that he has that he's nothing without them. That I think he's fully aware that he is this scumbag, and that he makes all these mistakes, and he's not worthy of their love that they have for him. And all this forgiveness that they give to him, it can't be bought. They can't be bought. and he thinks that money and power can resolve those issues, and it doesn't. It just doesn't. And so I think that at the end of the day, he knows he's not worthy of Nikki. He knows that. And it freaked him out. And he's intimidated by Jack because he knows Jack can offer her something that he can't. Jack is genuine. Jack leads with his heart rather than, you know, the heavy fist, the iron fist. I don't think that Victor in any way, shape, or form really believes that he's any better than Jack. I think he's inferior to him. He thinks that. And so I think that when push comes to shove, at the end of it all, if Jack and Nikki do have something happen, I think it would absolutely destroy Victor. And he would lash out in anger and do something crazy, but or maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he would just be in a lot of emotional distress about it. Because I just can't picture him in doing any pining, if you know what I mean. So Juliet, moving on. Juliet has, you know, thrown the pity party. And we're starting to realize that there's a good chance that everything that she said, you know, could be made up. You know, what if this is staged? Kane finally said, what if this is staged? But you know what? I don't really care if it's staged or not. I do care. But I don't care where Kane is concerned because he knew that there was a possibility that he had done these things. And he still felt the need to lie to everybody around him, his wife, his boss, his colleagues. He lied to everybody to cover his ass. And he didn't have to do that. Obviously, the normal person out of guilt is going to try to hide their mistakes. But the fact that he can find it somewhere in himself to blame Juliet for everything, No, I don't think so. I don't see that flying much longer. And I know that, you know, Lily feels a lot of guilt because she cheated on Kane. I think in the back of her mind, she's like, well, I cheated on him, so now he's cheating on me, and I can't forgive him, but I don't really deserve his forgiveness because of what I did. You know, so, and those are all real-life situations. Those are all real-life things that go down all the time in marriages. People are constantly tit for tat kind of a thing. And I think that's what's going on with Lily and Kane. They're not going to make it, I don't think. Maybe not. I sense the divorce would probably come, and I think eventually it will, but they also at some point will probably reunite. So I'm not really sure. I've wavered back and forth on what's going to happen with that. Because it's also exhausting, and they're dragging it out like so hardcore. But we'll just have to see. And then, spoiler alert: plug your ears if you don't want to hear them. Supposedly, Colin might rig Kane's paternity test. Shock, shocker. Not really. Saw this. This is fresh. This is from today. But the Inquisitor had said, Young and Restless fans hope that Kane is not her baby daddy, and many assume Juliet is running a scam on Kane. That was something I said. If she is, Juliet is running a very long con. Who would move across the world after a one-night stand only to accept a job that was less than what she wanted and then work hard at it for months? That's not a scam. Okay, I thought about that too. Like, why would she make that kind of an investment in something if she was just conning him? Because, like, how is she conning him? She was actually fulfilling her job duties. So I don't know. I've kind of gone back and forth. And then what else does it say? What seems far more likely than Juliet conning Kane is that she will soon be the victim of a paternity scam. Both Juliet and Kane are sure that they had sex, and some Young and the Restless fans insist that Kane was too drunk to perform. But nonetheless, of them think they did the deed. Okay. I'm not getting into that. Okay. If you need sex ed, go somewhere else, because I'm not going to be the one to do it. Because if you want to talk to anybody in my life, they'll tell you something. My best friend, Jenny, a lot of you know Jenny because we used to, if you followed us back in the day before we really started getting on Twitter and getting with all the fans and things like that, when we were doing the YouTube deal, when we got signed with YouTube, we had done a bunch of stuff. So when Jenny and I became friends, she will tell you that in almost 10 years of friendship, that if you ask me anything and you can watch videos, and that's the whole reason why I said that. You want to go see the kind of stuff that, you know, I have said in the past. But when it comes to sex ed, don't talk to me about it, because I'm going to get graphic with you, and you're going to wish that you talked to your mom instead of me, okay? Because I don't have a filter, because I think that kind of stuff is funny. But I'm trying to be professional here. And that's the best part about it, is my management team is always begging me, Courtney, just be careful what you say. I'm like, listen, I'm working on it. So sure, Kane is desperate enough to fight the attorney, but he seems to be in too much of a panic to think clearly. I think so, too. I think he's really worried about losing Lily and doing any more mistakes, because he already knows that there's really no turning back at this point. All he knows is that he lied, whether he actually has sex with her or not. He lied about the knowledge of possibility. You know what I'm saying? So then, let's see what else. Kane had told Colin about his lady troubles, and Colin advised him to stick with the lie. And Jill doesn't want Kane and Lily to split, so Colin might intervene. Colin is capable of almost anything, particularly if it will save Jill some stress. Colin had no problem getting his hands dirty. The guy has proven himself time and time again to be a dirtbag, and he's a blackmailer, a thief, a poisoner, a drug dealer, and a murderer, and tampering with a DNA test would be nothing to Colin. So, yeah, more than likely that's what's going to happen. And then that'll come out in the wash. And then we'll have a custody battle, and then that'll get messy. Or Colin will tell Kane that he switched it around. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. And then there's another lie that Kane's telling Lily. This could get so messy so fast. We don't even need to go there. I've also kind of noticed that the Philly versus Villy thing has kind of been put on the back burner. That'll probably reopen itself. I don't know how or under what circumstances, but eventually. And, of course, it'll lead the same way. Phyllis is insecure. She's always trying to keep Victoria away from Billy. There's no telling. But I haven't been keeping up with a lot of that. There's a lot of speculation about Neil and Abby. Neil's a damn good-looking dude, but not with Abby. Nope. Not happening. And I will be severely grossed out if they go there, because that's just a weird pairing, you know. Neil needs somebody mature and his own age. He does not need somebody that young. So I'm hoping that they don't go in that direction with that. But if it meant saving Scott and Sharon's relationship to pair Abby with Neil, I would be fine with it, because I am so happy that Sharon is happy. But this whole thing with Nick being jealous and having something to say about everybody's relationship all the time, he's quite the hypocrite. And he's way too judgmental. And I don't like it, because he's all up in Billy's face over Phyllis, and then all up in Scott's face over Sharon. Dude, make up your mind. You've got a girlfriend. Why are you so worried about what your ex-wives are doing? And if they were going to put Nick back with either one of them, I would say Sharon, even though I wouldn't completely hate Nick and Phyllis being together. It's the same thing. Let me bring up something that was said on Twitter that I realized that the reason why I didn't like EJ and Abby on days was the fact that I didn't like Kate Nancy. I don't like her. She's not my cup of tea. But I love Marcy Miller in the role. So now I like Chabby and want Chad and Abby to be together really, really bad, and love watching her. And even just now, before the show, I was just kind of going over days. I was fast-forwarding to all of the Abby scenes because, you know, with Dario or with Chad or whoever, I wanted to watch her and watch Chad and their storylines. So that's another reason why I think that my heart would be a little bit different if Phyllis and Nick got back together or something like that. Not that I'm saying they will, so please relax. But if they did, I'd be more okay with it, because I like Gina more than I like Michelle Stafford. And I didn't dislike Michelle. I just prefer Gina. So nothing against you, Michelle. But everybody's so out of whack, and we're just kind of in a limbo where everybody is concerned. And there's so much drama. A lot less happiness than there is drama. So I'm hoping that eventually we get to a point where there's a little bit more, you know, happiness. And I think that's why I've enjoyed Scott and Sharon so much, is because they're just so happy and they like each other so much. And, you know, she's needed that since Dylan has been away. So anyway, that's about it. I'm going to do a lot better with really trying to learn everything about Bold and the Beautiful. It's just, I got to catch up, and I'm trying. And you can see I've done my research, so give me a little bit of credit where credit is due. And I'm going to set everything up on the DVR, Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital. I'm going to set all that up and watch every single one, you know. I'm home pretty much. Well, no, I'm constantly moving. I'm always doing something. Busy. But I'm going to get home and go over everything and watch all of them, and I'll take notes on the ones that I don't watch every single day, which means Bold and Beautiful in General Hospital. I'm just trying to put that out there. But so hard to get caught up. And I, you know, as much as I want James Scott to come back to Days of Our Lives, with, you know, I want EJ to come back with Sammy and Will. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine me watching all four? Can you? Now, I know there's other soap reviewers out there that do all of them and know all of them. And I do know all of them, but I don't know them all by heart, and I don't watch every single story. But I'm eventually going to have to get to that. And management has told me that that's where we're headed. So eventually I'm going to have to go beyond the realm of Genoa City and Salem, and try Fort Charles and L.A. and, you know, whatever. So I'm going to do my best. Now that the clock is about to strike at the hour, you guys can go ahead and start sending me your questions for the 3BQA. And then if you haven't followed us on Twitter yet, please do. I don't understand why you haven't yet. Rude. 3B Soap Reviews. And I always follow back. As long as you're pretty active, I always follow people back. Now, there's been some accounts that, you know, they followed me, and the last time they tweeted was, you know, 2014. I'm like, come on now. Like, how can I know that I'm going to be able to communicate with you? How am I going to know that I'm going to be able to find out who you are and what you like? You know, I love interacting with fans, and I always say that. So next Sunday, same time, same place, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. And like I said, be sure to follow us on Twitter if you haven't yet, 3B Soap Reviews. I'll follow you back, like I said. And then I'm going to be doing a collage for Chabby. I said that I was going to start doing collages again. I had some really successful ones back in the day, and I really loved the reactions to all of them, especially when we first got signed with YouTube. That was awesome. And so we're going to do that again. So Chad and Abby, I'll do some with Hillary and Devon, I'm sure. And then who else? If James Scott comes back today, I'll start doing Jammy ones again. But I love doing them. And we're going to start doing more off-the-record stuff, you know, things that are not soap-related. We'll start doing more challenges. If I can just nail my best friends to the wall, they're all so busy. But if I can get them all together, we'll start doing more things that are not soap-related. I know a lot of you have asked me, are we going to start being more active again on Courtney Trip TV? We're going to try. And we're actually, I've talked to management about it, and we're going to have to do some revamping and, you know, sign things up that relate to what we're doing. And it will not be Courtney Trip TV anymore. We'll have to work on a name and everything. So I'm exhausted, but I'm doing it because I love you guys, and I love to interact with all of you. So anyway, I will see you next Sunday, same time, same place. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Bye.